The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Lifestyle and Entertainment. Hello Kitty turns 50 with new exhibition in Tokyo. Hello Kitty, one of the most loved Sanrio characters, is marking her 50th anniversary with a bang. A new exhibition marking the milestone opened in Tokyo's National Museum called As I Change, So Does She on November 1st. The bubble-headed mouthless cat is going as strong as ever, popping up on everything from keychains and purses to McDonald's Happy Meals. She cut the ribbon to open a new exhibition in Tokyo, looking back at 5 decades of her memorabilia. She, and it is a she, according to her creator Sanrio Company, represents every prefecture in Japan, splashed on various regional products. Snowflake covered for northernmost Hokkaido, while a tropical Hello Kitty jumping out of a mango hails from the southern islands of Okinawa. Machiko Shimizu, a professor at Kansai University of International Studies, calls herself a kiddler, meaning a big fan of Hello Kitty. She bought a small purse for herself in 1975, which turned out to be the first merchandise of the character. We counted the Hello Kitty items in my research room, including the Godukai, localized kitties in 2006. When we reached around 1,000, we had to stop, she says. In general, I buy things that have Kitty Chan. My eraser is Kitty Chan. My pencil is Kitty Chan. I'm often asked how many items I own, but it is countless. Hello Kitty's success lies in that strategy of relatively unrestricted use in return for a licensing fee, being flexible and open to collaborations and third-party use. Sanrio operates amusement parks and stores, and makes films, video games, and publications, all with references to Hello Kitty galore. The Tokyo-based company's concept is Minna Nakayoku, which means, everyone gets along, a fitting description for the way it runs its business. The way Sanrio puts it, spreading the circle of happiness. Kitty-chan's strength is that she is a mere design, I think. Of course, there is a rough profile, but that is something created later and it is not that significant. That simple design, with a round face, and a button-like nose, a big bow and no mouth, makes it possible for her to be anything. She is accepted by various generations and countries, says Shimizu. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.